Friends, now we are entering into some of the complex, it is not a complex but important topic, important chapter, where in merger and acquisition you can determine the value of the merged entity. But before that, valuation of merged entity and target entity as well as acquiring entity is very important to calculate. So, at the time of acquisition, the value prior to acquisition, value is required to be determined. And there are certain things that you have to take into consideration. And these things are the value drivers. These value drivers are very important and essential part of merger and acquisitions. Okay, so with this view, our objective to discuss here is first to understand what are the key drivers for the value creation in merger and acquisition. And these factors, how they contribute to the success or failure of the transaction of merger and acquisition. No doubt there is a concept of synergy which we have already seen, but more detail we have to see here in this chapter and analyze how the firm can enhance the synergy realization. Likewise, there are various variables of the synergies. That also we will see, explore the operational strategy for boosting the marginal revenue as well as understanding the financial synergy, apply the regulatory concept for merger and acquisitions. With this view, our presentation structure will first focus on certain points which are, one is the synergy, then how to increase the synergy, decrease the synergy, and there are different variables in the synergy. Then boosting the marginal revenue, lowering the total cost, reducing the marginal cost of the operation synergy, and reducing the beta. Beta we will come to know shortly. And Indian regulation, system and accounting, etc. These are some of the points that we are to discuss. In short, shortly, in very brief, but however, my sincere request you to understand all these things, you have to thoroughly go through the textbook, because mere my presentation will not suffice to understand the complete gamut of the drivers of the synergy or drivers of the mergers and acquisitions. Okay, so let us start our discussion on this. This, as you are aware, that value drivers in merger and acquisitions are the underlying factors that contributes to increase in the combined entity's worth beyond the sum of the standalone companies. Always, once you take the company, there will be increase in the value of the merged entity. But it is not always happens. Many times, it may lowers also. That depends on the various factors. So, variables or value drivers are not the only the abstract ideas, but there are measurable changes in revenue. Therefore, and it is directly impacting your cost of the capital as well as your cash flow also. So, in this sense, merger and acquisition valuation is not merely about the financial engineering or negotiation of the deal multiplies, but about the strategically assessing how mergers and acquisitions reshapes their economic fundamentals of the combined entity. The transactions which are shaped by the legal, regulatory control, accounting and the tax system, as well as technology and market dynamic, as well as risk environment, is also important to consider while talking about the value drivers, and these needs to be understood first. Now the synergy, as you are aware, we have seen in the previous chapters also, what is synergy? Synergy is nothing but it is a concept. Okay, and this concept lies in the heart of merger and acquisition. In simple terms, synergy means the additional value which is created when two companies combine, which gives a greater than sum of their stand values. And we have given the value, we have given the formula to determine this value, that is VAB should be more than VA plus VB. Okay, where VB is combined value, VA and VB are independent values of the firms respectively, and the difference is known as the synergy value, and combined value is always greater than this, any of the VA or VB. Nature of synergy is not one-time gain, but recurring improvement in the future cash flow and the cost of capital. Thus, this arises from the tangible sources like shared infrastructure, as well as intangible sources such as brand strength, data, and the knowledge transfer. Synergy should not be treated as a vague justification for paying the premium, right? There are different types of synergies. These are revenue synergy, which includes the cross-selling, market expansion, and price power. This is revenue synergy. There will be cost synergy. Now, cost synergy consists of economic of the sale, then elimination of the redundancy, and technology integration. Financial synergy consists of tax benefit, lowering the cost capital, and improved cash flow utilization. Operational and marginal synergy consists of learning the best practices, then innovation and cultural and human capital also. Thereafter, the regulatory and market operation synergy. Now, how the synergy is measured? Synergy is typically valued as at the net present value, that is NPV, net present value of incremental cash flow. This is calculated by the following formula, that is NPV is equal to N into FCF50, that NCF50 means incremental free cash flow from synergy in the year, particular year T, okay, divided by T is equal to 1 into bracket 1 plus WACC bracket complete T. That T is always in the years, and FCF50 is the incremental fresh cash flow from synergy. WACC is a weighted average cost of capital. Weighted average cost of capital of the combined firm, not individual firm, combined firm. Thereafter, integrated cost is equal to one of the costs such as restructuring of IT migration, reservance and regulatory compliance. Now, there are challenges. By this formula, you can very well calculate the synergy. Now, challenges in realizing the synergy. There are various challenges. Briefly, key challenges include integration of risk. Risk must be integrated. Then regulatory constraint. There are certain regulatory constraints also because of different regulators, multiple regulators, they create nuisance sometimes, right? By issuing the several regulatory guidelines and confusing the people, right? Then execution delay. There may be possible delay in execution of the deal. And overestimation, that is premium and so many other facts will be taken into consideration, and there will be naturally the overestimation. By virtue of that, there will be increase in value. But many times this overestimation also sometimes becomes a boomerang, right? It can hit back to the merged entity. Now, next one is the example of synergy that in short I will explain you. HDFC Bank and HDFC Limited merger, which was happened in 2023, the expected synergy included cross-selling of mortgages, insurance, banking product, along with the capital efficiency. That is the reason why it becomes success. Now, increase in synergy. How to make the pie bigger? How to increase the energy? There are various ways. And the well-designed integration strategy. Then innovative product and technology, human capital. These are some of the drivers to increase the synergy. The best formula given here is NPV is equal to net present value is equal to or equal to N into FCFFT plus the additional benefit T into during the year or number of years divided by T is equal to 1 divided by into bracket 1 plus WACC bracket complete upon bracket there will be T. This additional benefit, the explanation of these terms is already given in previous slides. This additional benefit represents new gain, which is unlocked after the deal is announced. That is tax optimization, new product features which are launched, and the digital efficiency. Then there will be strategy to increase the energy. Strategy consists of expanding the market access to revenue, which includes cross-selling beyond the core product, geographic penetration, digital ecosystem, enhancing the price power of the band value, and technology digital acceleration. Operational efficiency beyond the baseline, and financial structuring, which consists of tax optimization, debt redefining, debt refinancing, and capital efficiency, strategic alliance with ecosystem building. The Indian regulatory enables increasing the synergy, which consists of tax neutrality in scheme and amalgamation, FEMA and FDI regulation, competition law, as well as SEBI takeover codes. Risk of realization and enhanced synergy consists of overestimation, or there will be bigger risk if it is overestimated. Then integration complexity, regulatory delays, data governance, and illustrative Indian example consists of Zee Entertainment and Sony merger. If you look at this, the proposed to increase the synergy by combining the distribution of channel, advertising platform, and OTT. That is why this becomes successful, right? Now, decrease in premium. Now, decrease in premium means pay less for the same value. Earlier, we have seen increase in the premium or overestimated on premium. These are things. But if there is a decrease in premium, in most of the mergers and acquisitions, the acquirer pays the premium over the target company in the standalone market value. This premium is justified only if the expected synergy value exceeds the price paid. Okay. Reducing acquisition premium therefore becomes an important and increasing synergy. It ensures that the larger portion of the created value accrues to acquiring the firm shareholder. So, net gain to acquirer is equal to synergy value minus premium paid. Synergy value is calculated less premium paid. If you calculate, then both are equal. That is net gain to acquirer, that is company. So, a reduction in premium directly increases the net present value of deal. So, factors influencing premium in merger and acquisition. One is market condition, negotiation power, regulatory pricing norms, and competitive bidding are some of the factors which influences the premium, okay, in merger and acquisition. Second one is the strategies to decrease the premium. How the premium will be decreased? There are ways to decrease the premium. One, structuring consideration efficiency, which consists of earn-out and contingent consideration. Part of the payment is deferred, and it is linked to the target meeting performance milestone. This reduces the upfront premium risk. Okay. Another point is stock for stock deals. So payment through the shares rather than the cash can help to avoid the inflated premium and align interest for both the parties. Now, timing is very important and market discipline is also equally important. The use of unaffected price, market timings, negotiation and process management consist of bilateral negotiation, use of material adverse changes, regulatory and legal drivers or levers of here consist of takeover regulation of the SEBI, IBC route if it is, then insolvency and bankruptcy code, IBC code 2016, tax neutral neutral scheme of amalgamation as per the Companies Act, and finally the risk allocation mechanism, that indemnities and escrow instead of paying the high premium for the potential risk, acquirer can negotiate indemnities or holdbacks, warrant and representatives or refs. This detailed representation reduces the need for insurance premium, which is embedded in the valuation. Now, let us understand variables of the synergy. What move the NPV? What are the variables? The concept of synergy we have seen, and their impact on NPV is influenced by the several underlying variables. These variables are consist of various things, that is, expected incremental cash flow from the synergy is calculated by this formula. NPV of the synergy is equal to 1 WACCT divided by integration cost. Okay, the critical variables that influences this calculation are magnitude, timing, probability, duration, cost, realization. Best option to understand this formula is refer to the textbook, because here it is in the scattered manner it is provided here. You will understand it better when you refer to the textbook. It is a correct formula and explanation for this formula is given there. Now, magnitude of the synergy. Magnitude of the synergy is nothing but size of the additional revenue or cost saving generated from the deal. Okay, its relevance is high synergy magnitude, and example is HDFC Bank that we have seen. Timing of synergy means it is a speed at which the synergies are realized post acquisition. Example is JSW Steel, Bhushan Power and Steel, that you can very well refer and get yourself accustomed with this example from your text. Then probability realization. The probability of realization is nothing but projected synergy that will be materialized. Okay. This is applicable particularly to the cross-border acquisition by Indian IT firms, that is Infosys, Wipro. It is often assumes the high probability of the cost synergy. With this example, you can understand what is the probability of realization. Then duration of synergy consists of, is nothing but, it is the time horizon over which the synergies persist. Some synergies like tax shield or one-time costs are short-lived, while some others like expanded market share or distribution reach, they are long-lasting. So, tax advantage from the setup of the losses under Income Tax Act 1961 are temporary and subject to conditions. Cost of realization is nothing but the upfront and ongoing cost which is incurred to capture the synergy. There are different types of the cost of realizations. One is the restructuring cost, second one is the IT integration cost, third one is the compliance and regulatory cost. The best example is ICICI Bank and Bank of Rajasthan in 2010, when it is merged, they faced the high integration cost due to the technology and cultural misalignment. In IBC-driven acquisition, the lower purchase price often offsets the high restructuring cost. Other influential variables in the Indian context consist of regulatory environment, technology, as well as culture and HR integration, as well as the financing mix. Thus, the assess the NPV, net present value impact, the managers can evaluate the synergy along the five dimensions which we have discussed. One is a magnitude, second one is timing, third one is a probability, fourth one is duration, and first one is a cost of realization. Impact on net present value of the magnitude consists of higher magnitude and means higher NPV. And example in India, HDFC, HDFC Bank, cross-selling. Then timing. Faster realization means higher NPV. JSW Steel, Bhushan Steel is a best example to assess. In your text, it is clearly explained. Probability means the higher probability means more reliability in NPV. IT industry cost synergy is the best example for that. Duration, longer duration and sustained value. Longer duration means sustained value. It increases the sustained value. So, telecom mergers, longer duration takes place. That means there will be a sustained value. Cost of realization means lower the cost, higher the NPV, net present value. That is why premium, negative premium is very important. Right? Then IBC acquisition of the discount is example in India for analysis. This is the analytical framework. Now, how to boost the marginal revenue? One of the most compelling value drivers in the merger and acquisition ability to enhance the revenue growth beyond the either company could have the achieved individually or not. While cost synergy is often dominant, immediate integration strategy, sustainable long-term value creation typically depends upon marginal revenue improvement, right? So marginal revenue improvement is equal, marginal revenue synergy formula is equal to the revenue that is combined minus revenue A plus revenue B. So A and B are the different companies, two companies. If they are putting together and you reduce it from the synergy, total revenue combined revenue, reduce it, then there will be a marginal revenue synergy comes. Key revenue synergy drivers consist of cross-selling and upscaling. Then there will be another one is a market expansion, that is geographical and demographic report. Third one will be this strengthen the brand and pricing power. Fourth one is enhanced innovation and the product diversification. Fifth one is the digital technology enabled revenue. Now we'll see the risk in revenue synergy assumption. What are the risk in revenue synergy assumption? Integration complexity, cultural misalignment, over-optimistic forecast, and regulatory intervention. These are some of the risks in revenue synergy assumptions. Right? Then lowering the total cost. How to lower the total cost? What is total cost? Total cost, nothing. It's a fixed cost but variable cost. Total cost is nothing but it is a fixed cost plus variable cost, which will be total cost. How to lower that? While boosting the revenue in an aspirational value driver in a merger and acquisition, cost reduction represents the most immediate and tangible source of value creation. Cost synergy often materializes faster with a greater certainty than the revenue synergy. This is importantly, the total cost saving must be analyzed by using the formula that total cost saving is equal to fixed cost plus variable cost. Fixed cost reduction. How to reduce the fixed cost? Fixed cost remain constant always, regardless of the output, but post-merger consolidation, often it reduces these overheads. The source of fixed cost saving, administrative consideration or consolidation, facility rationalization, technology and system integration, regulatory compliance efficiencies, variable of cost reductions. Which are the variables in cost reduction? Source of variable cost saving consists of economic of the sale in procurement, Then operational efficiency, optimize the supply chain and distribution, then marketing and sale integration, Indian regulatory and strategic consideration, which consists of basically the labor law and social impact, Competition Commission of India, which consolidation driven cost reduction structure, then technology and digital compliance. Technology and digital compliance is integration of IT system that should be comply with the RBI cybersecurity framework. Now, the risk in cost saving assumption. What is the risk in cost saving assumption? There are four types of risk. One is the integration cost. That is one of the risk. Then employee resistance. Then overestimation of the saving. And next one is a hidden cost, if any. These are the four risk. Now, if you see, example to better understand of the cost saving. IndiGo's acquisition of Air India's airport slot in 2022. Although not it is fully merged, cost efficiencies were realized in route optimization in fleet utilization. So this is one of the important examples to that effect. Now, reducing the marginal cost via operating synergy. Now, operating synergy, how to reduce the marginal cost? Okay. The formula for the marginal cost reduction is cost saving per unit divided by unit of output. By improving the unit economics, the companies can capture the sustainable advantages that directly enhances the shareholders' value. Now, the source of marginal cost reduction through the operating system. What are the sources? First source is economies of the scale, that means production synergy. Second source is economy of the scale, where economies of the scope, which consists of producing the complementary product together, reduces per unit marginal cost due to shared input expression. Shared technology platform. Unified IT and digital infrastructure lowers the marginal and service delivery cost. Supply chain optimization is a consolidation procurement, logistic and vendor management, which reduces the variable input cost. Process automation and artificial intelligence integration. This is adoption of artificial intelligence, robotics and digital workflow, which reduces the labor intensive cost. Now, Indian context, regulatory and the systematic dimension consists of infrastructure rationalization. RBI guidelines encourages the fintech bank and collaboration, allowing merger entities to share the KYC AML technology, which is reducing per customer compliance cost. Okay, then data protection and digital regulation. The digital personal data, this requires a unified compliance system, which can reduce the marginal compliance of the costs through the centralized system. Competition law. This is also CCI reviews, must ensure that the marginal cost reduction do not translate into anti-competitive price. Risk in marginal cost reduction. What are these risks? What type of risk? Integration delay is one of the greater risks. This is failure to unify the IT system or supply chain can postpone the cost benefit. Another risk is a hidden transaction cost, which may consist of data migration, employee retaining, and vendor renegotiation cost. Cultural misalignment, regulatory barriers are also the risk which can be observed. The case appropriate here for understanding and studying is HDFC Bank and HDFC Bank merger, which was happened in 2023. Now, reducing the beta risk. Now, what is this beta? Okay, beta is a lower, okay, and WACC, that is capital cost, right? In addition, the operational synergy, mergers and acquisitions can create a value by lowering the systematic risk of the combined entity. This reduction in the risk often translates into lower beta under the capital asset pricing, that is CAPM, capital asset pricing, which in turn reduces the firm's cost of the equity. See, alongside improved creditworthiness may reduce the cost of debt. The formula for calculating the weighted average cost is E divided by V into RE less or minus D divided by V into R into bracket 1 minus TE bracket complete, where E is a market value of equity, D is a market value of the debt, V is equal to E plus D is equal to the total value of the firm, and RE is nothing but cost of equity, and RD is a cost of debt, and TC is a corporate tax rate. This formula you can very well, it is well explained in your text. You please refer for better understanding the formula for calculation of WACC. Now, how merger and acquisition reduces the beta? Diversification of revenue stream. Okay, geographic diversification lowers the exposure to country-specific risk. Then scale and market power. Larger and more stable cash flow reduces the volatility in earning, thereby lowering the beta. Improvement in corporate governance and compliance. Technology integration for the risk management. Impact on WACC. Okay, what is the impact? CAPM falls. And this formula is also, you can very well see, RE is equal to RF plus beta into bracket, RM minus RF, where RF is a risk-free rate, RM is a market return, then which there will be an impact on lowering the cost of the debt. So, this formula and its example is quoted in your text explained, that is the impact on WACC. That you can very well refer. Now, coming down to understand the lowering the cost of the debt. Lowering the cost of debt means larger and more diversified firm generally obtains the better credit rating, lowering interest rate on the debt financing, right? High debt capacity is stable cash flow, allows the firms to carry more debt without raising the risk of financial distress, thereby lowering the WACC due to the tax shields. In Indian context, the regulatory and systematic dimension consist of SEBI regulation, RBI prudential norms, credit rating agencies like Dun & Bradstreet, CARE, CRISIL, ICRA, etc. And the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 is required to be followed. Now, the risk and limitations consist of overestimation of diversification benefits, leverage risk, regulatory arbitrage, and integration risk. The case insight for this is again HDFC Bank and HDFC merger. This is a very peculiar merger which was happened. It covers almost all the types of mergers and acquisitions data into this case. See, Indian regulation system accounting where the value owned or lost. Companies Act 2013 and LCLT scheme, these regulation needs to be followed. Then SEBI regime for listed companies and takeover codes, as well as ICDR listing, then competition law and FEMA and FDI, including the press note 3 on foreign direct investment, tax neutrality for qualifying the amalgamation mergers and losses depreciation carry forward, etc., that can be a major value drivers if the conditions are met. Accounting standard IND AS 103, mandate for acquisition method, Data and Technology DPDDA, that is the Personal Data Processing Consent and the Breach Notification, as well as the Significant Data Fiduciary Obligations, alter the integration design. Okay, so its price is also should be taken into consideration. Friends, with this we complete our discussion on the drivers of mergers and acquisitions. Thank you very much.